You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and this is going to be a supplemental episode, so I guess it's what, 34 and a half or something. It's kind of nice now that I have this platform kind of up and running mechanically that I can just spring on and talk about certain issues, you know, that maybe don't warrant a full podcast, but lets me not have to type it. So, anyway, I hope you all are well. It's a nice little Sunday afternoon here. So, I just wanted to tell you guys that I absolutely dearly love Master Nick. He is an incredible alpha male. Totally straight. Continues to be totally straight, even though he owns and uses four faggots, four wonderful faggots. And anyway, it's been incredible getting to know him and serve him and help him along, I guess, as much as I could. He has a natural instinct, like many alpha males have, for ownership of inferiors and ownership of people. And they're just natural leaders, you know. So, but there's sometimes the thing about Master Nick is he's still learning. You know, he's fucked plenty of women, and so he understands women really well and everything about that, but he's learning about faggots and what, how they respond to things, what they need from him in order to serve him properly. And it's been kind of an interesting process for him. And for every straight alpha male goes through this when they start to use a faggot, because it is the benefits of learning how to own a faggot far outweigh any kind of struggle you might have, because of course what you end up with at the end of this process of learning is a faggot that serves you and worships you and can be made to do anything, you know. So every man is going to want that ultimately, you know. They want to be worshipped. Men want to be worshipped. Alpha males absolutely want to be worshipped, deserve to be worshipped. And so learning about the process of ownership is a way for an alpha male to really enhance his power and his experience. So that's what Master Nick does, probably about as well as any alpha that I know. And he's been an incredible student of this process. I wanted to relate something to you. First of all, Master Nick, yesterday, I could tell instantly, early yesterday morning when I was talking to him, he was really revved up, okay? Like, super aggressive. And I can always tell when there's going to be a fuck fest that day in the apartment because of his tone. He has a certain tone and how he speaks, that I can instantly tell, uh-oh, he's revved up, you know. So I could tell. And yesterday, he went on a fuck spree with his four faggots. They all got loads yesterday. And and it was funny because after he fucked them in this order. He fucked Chin, and then Alex, and then Lee, and then Yule. Now, after he fucked Chin, he was recuperating for his next go-around, okay? And he was talking to me, and he said he thought he was going to fuck Alex next. And I suggested, he said something along the lines of, Yule is climbing the walls wanting to get fucked. And I said, I think you should leave Yule to the end, okay? I actually suggested the order that he should fuck his faggots in. And he listened to me. I don't know why he listens to me, but sometimes he does. The reason why I suggested Yule being the last one to get fucked is because Yule is... I think Yule is the most in touch with the feminine aspect of his personality. Like, he is, in terms of a faggot replicating a female fuck, he is the closest of the four to that level of, I don't know how to explain it, but anyway, Yule can turn it on instantly, and Yule is a giant cum whore, okay? So I wanted Master Nick to make him wait. It's very mean on my part. So Master Nick did make him wait. So Yule had to spend all day listening to his three fag brothers get fucked brutally. And I've never gotten to hear the sounds of Master Nick fucking his faggots. I would love to, but I haven't heard that, at least yet. And but apparently you can hear it everywhere. So Yule had to listen to all that in anticipation for his turn, you know. And anyway, so Master Nick called Yule into the bedroom for his turn, and he had Yule ride his cock. And from what I understand through Master Nick and Yule both, is that Yule got so into it because he spent all day worked up and anticipation of being fucked by his master, that once he finally got Master Nick's cock up inside of him and he started riding it, he just kind of went crazy on it. And and this excited Master Nick so much that Master Nick started thrusting up into Yule and cunted him that way, which is, it's a position that's harder to get cunted in, you know, when the faggot is riding. Generally, cunting happens much, much easier when the man is on top, you know, driving his cock into the faggot. But Yule was cunted by riding his master. Anyway, this kind of leads to this part that I'm focusing on. I think this might be a full-fledged podcast by the time I'm done. But Master Nick, this morning, was asking me about the fact that Yule was leaking pre-cum, so much pre-cum. And it kind of confused him, I guess, you know. You know, he wanted to understand more about why faggots leak, why they leak so much, what does it feel like, you know. So I kind of had to explain to him that, and I guess I wanted to point this out in a general sense, mechanically speaking, okay. I mean, faggots pre-cum just like straight or gay or regular men do, you know, from excitement. You know, when men are stimulated sexually, they start leaking pre-cum, right? Faggots excessively tend to, particularly caged faggots, will excessively leak pre-cum to a degree that's far beyond what a regular guy might do, because faggots generally are denied orgasm, right? So we build up this cum, and like when you're in a constant state of sexual arousal, like faggots who are in service are, okay, that pre-cum is just constantly flowing. It's constantly a problem, right? So, I mean, not a problem, but it's something that happens constantly. And I kind of tried to help Master Nick understand that Yule leaking like that is analogous to a woman getting moist when she's excited sexually by a man, right? Which he understood. Master Nick understood that because, of course, he has slept with many women and he understands a wet pussy, you know. So, well, anyway. But a faggot leaking like that is the same thing. And a man should... Sometimes men punish faggots for leaking pre-cum or accidentally ejaculating, you know, hands-free. And it's so bizarre to me because that is, that could be like a, you could view that as like a salute, an honoring of your alphahood. If you're an alpha and you see your faggot is leaking while serving you, it is just verification of your power over that faggot. It shows how deeply you're in that faggot's mind, in that faggot's soul, and it's such a tribute really to the alpha, and I just think men are become so short-sighted about this. They think, oh, this faggot is leaking pre-cum. How disgusting. I have to punish it. Don't be stupid about it, you know. The faggot is leaking pre-cum because it worships the ground you walk on and the fact that you are using it. It's a tribute to you, not an offense to you. So that's just my little editorial comment there. But anyway, Master Nick seemed to understand that, and actually he seemed pretty excited about it, and I think he was gearing up to fuck some more today. In fact, I know he is, so, yeah, so somewhere right now, Master Nick is probably on top of one of his faggots, loading them up with another, you know, gallon of cum. So, anyway, I just wanted to pass that along to you. I cannot tell you, Master Nick enhances my life in ways, and he has enhanced my life, obviously with chastity, but just, I worship everything about him. I worship everything about Master Nick. And, yeah. He's just an amazing alpha, and he's a king. But I mean, he could own 100 faggots. He could own 1,000 faggots if he wanted to. He is that powerful of a man, and you know, four is a lot, you know. But I think he could own 1,000, and I think a thousand faggots would kneel before Master Nick and do every single thing he tells them to do. That's how powerful he is. So, yeah. He's my everything. I'm not going to sing him a song or anything, but my songs are all dedicated to him. So anyway, well, that's all I have, really. If you have any questions or comments, you can write to me at fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com or, of course, on the website, which I don't have up right away. But anyway, nobody's called it yet, so I guess it was a big waste of time. I thought it was a good idea. It's +1 for America, 314-502-9566. Or contact me any other way you want. But anyway, that's just a little toss-off of a podcast. It's not really going to be a full podcast, but it'll be in the feed. So anyway, I guess I will let you go. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Love you. Bye.